Let's talk about Hannibal season 2, episode 3, the trial of Will and the ping pong of his defense and Hannibal swinging over to help to the point of possibly murdering the judge when he doesn't like the way the judge is ruling.
Would somebody who isn't me like to talk first?
I definitely was waiting at the beginning for them to say, this is the dream now. You're in the dream. This Will Graham isn't getting, electrocuted to death and then being put on trial yet. We definitely, we're having a really interesting relationship with the idea of Will as an unreliable narrator, I think. And I was glad they kind of time skipped us into the trial, and we all kind of wrapped up this whole trial thing for now at the end of the episode. I think we're seeing a really good dynamic between Hannibal and Will as well. Tom?
Yeah, I actually like that Will's pendulum came back and that Will's dream state is tied to his mood. His dream is that he's being electrocuted when he's like, I do not feel like I have a way out of this. And then when he starts to feel a little more hopeful, he goes back to fishing again. So I'm like, oh, okay. So we're seeing his dream state reflecting his state of mind.
If either of you can convince me that it's not obviously Hannibal who did all of the killings for the purpose of freeing Will, then I will not call this my least favorite episode.
So you don't like this episode because Hannibal kills people? You think that's too expected, too obvious?
Sorry, what I meant was anyone but Tom. If you can explain to me, I mean, yeah, no, of course, Hannibal kills people or whatever, but it was.
But he's doing it against his best interest, right? Well, like Will is set up to really take the fall for this, and Hannibal is toying out this kind of unprecedented situation. I believe that's kind of his MO is wanting to see what would happen.
And you're right. And we almost got 3 whole episodes of tension out of that. And now we don't, because we know that Hannibal used his killing powers to free Will.
Not free. I mean, that mistrial doesn't change the fact that he's going to be tried for these crimes.
Yeah, he's still in jail. And I feel like what I like about this is that Will has manipulated Hannibal into doing this.
Which is really interesting, because I think all of that has happened very subtextually. But it's very obvious to the character, right? Like Gillian Anderson's character mentions that.
Walk me through that. Like, what did he do to manipulate Hannibal? Because in my mind, Hannibal is impermeable to all things and sees through everything.
I think the manipulation.
I would have had to take more notes to this, but my, you know, I should probably write things down. But essentially, every time Hannibal has visited Will, Will has very carefully crafted what he says to Hannibal to let Hannibal think that Will would like to come back over to being on Hannibal's side, and Hannibal has slowly changed his approach to what he's doing for Will over these 3 episodes in response.
In fact, talking about the tension that you kind of felt was deflated here, like that is Hannibal's game, is to rebuild that tension and rebuild that house of cards, basically, between Will and Hannibal. Because if Will truly felt confident that no, Hannibal is the one doing it, he wouldn't talk to him. He wouldn't see him. They wouldn't be having this repartee of we've got to find this other killer. Like that is kind of the manipulation.
I totally disagree. I feel like they very obviously set up, I'm trapped in a cage. What are my tools? My tools are, above all else, don't let Hannibal know that I'm onto him. So second to that, if I can get Hannibal to do anything, get him to do those things. And along the way, you know, Gillian Anderson says, I believe you, and that's nice and reaffirming. And his other FBI friend says, you know, okay, I'll think about the world as if you're not a killer or whatever. And so I perceive, and maybe we're just reading the rules of the world wrong or differently. I believe the rules of the world is that Hannibal is never fooled by anything ever. And
well, and you may be right, but it looks like not that he's been fooled, but that he believes Will can be his friend when Will has no intention of that ever being true. And Hannibal may even see through that. Hannibal may be like, Will doesn't yet believe it, but I'll do these things for him, and then that'll bring him over to my side.
And I think it's very likely that Will doesn't even know that he's doing this, right? I mean, he seems to, I think they do a pretty good convincing job of showing him in an incredibly unstable mental state. I think if what's happening is Will is looking for a friend and Hannibal Lecter just manages to kind of look like the friend, and there's a third killer or, you know, some other party who's doing the killing, I would kind of believe on some level that Will is being kind of led down that path in earnest.
Maybe, and let me just throw this out here. Part of my disappointment is, in general, when we get to a court scene episode, what I hope for is a gotcha twist, a clever argument. You didn't see this coming, judge. Objection. How about he's innocent? And we got none of that. Anyway, they almost had a court episode, but then the bailiff got shot and did a greatest hits album of all of the killer's things. Therefore, it's a mistrial, which is, as we go out of our way to say again and again, is as good as a win. I don't know.
I mean, what you just described is what I liked about this, is we didn't get a typical courthouse twist. Oh, here it comes. We got something way more interesting, which is Hannibal changing tack and saying, maybe I can get Will off by doing a greatest hits on the bailiff to show that Will couldn't have done it. And then when that doesn't work, he kills the judge
and just resets
the clock.
Because he's accused of not being the original killer, but of being a copycat killer. Right. So if they're able to prove that there could at least be some other copycat killer, then, you know, that's plausible deniability.
And there's
for
that
Will.
Whole thing where Will sees the weakness and Hannibal's like, oh, I was hoping you wouldn't see that.
Right.
Because Hannibal knew it was there. He was just hoping it wouldn't get noticed.
Will sees it. He starts to realize this isn't going to fly.
So then when the judge basically annoys him in court, he's like, well, let's just reset the clock. Let's just start this whole thing over again, and kills the judge.
Because that puts Will in the exact same spot that the daughter from the daughter who died.
Abigail.
Yeah. That puts Will in the same situation. Well, we still don't know how she died.
There's no body.
We don't know.
She did not die. She's just got one ear.
She's just off shooting the magicians, and she'll be back.
but that puts Will in that exact same place where now he has to share this secret with Hannibal of like, well, you and I know that it's obvious that I didn't do that first murder, but it's beneficial to both of us to let that be.
Well, but Will has definitely realized, like, he had the memory of having the ear shoved down his throat.
Was that we did see that. I remember seeing that an episode or two ago.
Yeah.
But that was
one of his epiphanies that led him to, no, I'm not crazy. I know who I am.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't see a lot of cooperation. It, like, any moment I see Will and Hannibal in the same room, I feel like Will is trying to play Hannibal.
You think they didn't cooperate from that bailiff murder?
Oh, no. No. Will wants Hannibal to think he's cooperating, but I'm with Brian. He's trying to play him.
Yeah.
I did think it was also a good, you know, talking about kind of a court legal procedure kind of twist. I mean, the big twist is that the bailiff move didn't even work. right? Despite covering up the forensic, you know, footprints of why this definitely isn't from the same killer. I thought it was very funny that also it just didn't work. So we got to kill another guy. That was a good twist to me.
Yeah. Side bet. How convinced are we that we just never see Gillian Anderson again?
I would put $20 on it.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
I think they gave us a very strong farewell tour.
Her popping out of nowhere would be...
That'd be great.
Amazing.
That'd be awesome.
Anything else on Hannibal?
Nah, I got nothing.
All right, that is Hannibal, episode 3 of season 2. Thank you for joining us for Spoiler in Time. If you're a patron, you get these episodes early. So become a patron if you're not already a patron at patreon.com/cordkillers. Next week, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, episode 2. Raised by Wolves, episodes 9 and 10, the last two episodes. And Hannibal, episode 4 of season 2. Until then, we'll spoil you soon.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.